Hello, and welcome to another MTC Studio broadcast. I am your host, Kevin Orbaker. Before we get started, I want to point out that as you're viewing this presentation today, you can maximize your window in the browser and get a better view of what we're going to present. So today we're going to present a topic that's near to my heart, something I really enjoy, which is data, and specifically advanced analytics with data. We're going to be taking a look at SQL Server 2016 and the capabilities built into the product that allow you to take advantage of data like never before. So when you talk about data, we're really talking about a few things. We're talking about how organizations can differentiate themselves in their industry and how they can maximize their value from data. As companies look to use their data in new and faster ways, they're really trying to find out how they can make more informed, real-time decisions on that data and how they can improve their standing and improve their offerings within their respective industries. So how do we do that? There are a number of ways to do it, but within SQL Server, within the SQL platform, the data platform, we look at a few ways to do that. One of them is diversification of data, or taking data that maybe is not in your current stack, or maybe data that you have that you're just not getting value from, and taking advantage of that to look at it, to broaden your scope of data types and data sources. We're looking at new analytics, the ability to take the data that you have and data that you will acquire and putting advanced analytics against that. Maybe it's streaming analytics and real-time data, or maybe it's Azure ML or machine learning and getting insights into that data and predictive and prescriptive analytics against that data. And finally, it's giving that data to more people or democratizing your data. The more that people can view that data, the more insights you will glean as an organization from that data as well. And finally, bringing this data in at speeds never before possible. Using traditional data warehouses that are maybe 24, 48 hours or even longer old are still available for you, but having real-time decision quality data insights is the key, and really being able to drive that at speeds that were never possible in the past. So to do that, we really look at our platform. This is the Gartner Quadrants, and really they've talked about our industry-leading operational data systems. We are the industry leader when it comes to your real-time operational data. Data warehousing and where we are leading that as well in the industry and showing that we are a proven data warehouse system. Our advanced business analytics platform is leading the industry when it comes to BI and analytics, and we're really proud of that. And finally, our increase in the Magic Quadrants when it comes to platform analytics. So we do this by giving everything built into the product. We're really looking at that industry leader as the OLTP or your operational data and being the most secure database on the planet, really driving that point over 6 years being more secure as we've seen with other organizations, big companies that have had recent breaches. It's important that organizations have security with their data, and we're providing that with our product. We're also showing that we are the fastest performing database in there for data warehousing and operational data performance. TPC-H has shown us as that leader. And finally, providing both end-to-end mobile BI and advanced analytics with the industry standard when it comes to analytics language R now built into SQL Server, and providing that capability in the product. So we're going to focus today's topic on a few items within the SQL Server 2016 platform. The first one is our advanced analytics language R that comes with SQL Server 2016. We're going to talk about Polybase and our capability to integrate both structured and unstructured data into the single platform of SQL Server, so you can take advantage of your Hadoop data, your HDFS sources within SQL Server and not have to learn a new language other than your T-SQL. We're going to take a look at advanced analytics services within SQL Server and taking advantage of some of those analysis services. We're going to look at Power BI and its capability to visualize those that advanced analytics results and maybe even pivot or glean new insights from the data once you're in the visualization tool. And finally, providing those reporting services necessary to get that new analytics, that new data out to you and your organization. So to do this today, we're going to have two presenters. Our first is Michael Halbrin. He's part of our Advanced Analytics Global Black Belt team. He will be talking about R and that language in SQL. We're going to also meet Ross Laforte, who's one of our data scientists here at our Chicago MTC, and he'll be talking about the other components within our Advanced Analytics platform. So with that, I'll turn it over to Michael.
Thank you, Kevin. So to do justice talking about SQL Server 2016 R services, it's probably appropriate to start with a little bit of background on R itself. And one of the things I find kind of interesting is it started creeping into the top of just general purpose programming language popularity measure. So last year, IEEE did a ranking, and R went up from 9th place up to 6th place. It's the most popular language for analytics, certainly, but even more so than general purpose languages. RedMonk also did a survey, and it was towards the top of the list. You know, depending upon the way people sort things, we get a little bit of variance. But in general, it's always sort of at the top of the list. So it's not real surprising that we've got a big logo slide. These happen to be some logos that I just pulled off of our blog, blog.revolutionanalytics.com, where we've profiled different companies and research institutions in the past. And a lot of the names are going to be familiar and who you'd expect. So you see the big data companies, you know, Twitter, Google, Facebook, certainly Microsoft has a really large R usage. We see financial services companies, we see industrial companies, and a lot of the use cases are, you know, just general analytics sorts of use cases. Sometimes it's marketing analytics, sometimes it's economic forecasting, sometimes it's statistical analysis. One of the things that I find kind of interesting with it is because R is a general purpose language for analytics, there really are a wide variety of uses. So HRDAG, the Human Rights Data Analysis Group, they're actually looking at coming up with a more appropriate casualty number in war zones like Syria right now. You get conflicting reports on casualties after certain events, and they're doing the statistical analysis to try and figure out, well, what's the margin of error? What do the true numbers actually look like? We see things like FDA in the government space where they're using R for drug approval. It's really been kind of interesting over the last few years, seeing the growth in different use cases. And whereas this was much more niche years ago, I was actually at a neighbor's party a little while back, and he's doing work for the USGS on the monarch butterfly migration patterns, and he's doing all of his modeling in R. So we're seeing it all over the place. And what I find kind of neat about that last slide is R came out of academia. It started a little bit over 20 years ago down in New Zealand. And for a long time, this was generally just used within academia. And over the last 5 or 10 years, we've seen a huge transition where the main use cases are in industry. And it's not real surprising. I mean, people go to the school, they learn how to use this, they get into the workforce, and then they want to start using it in place in the workforce. So not terribly surprising, but it's had a pretty steep climb in popularity over the last few years. And when we look at what R is, it's certainly a language of analytics, but really what's made it successful is the community of users. So the estimate of the user base, it's probably in the 2.5 to 3 million range, mostly. The 2.5 million number was based on a survey that was conducted a few years ago, so certainly it's much higher than that today. And really what's attracting new users into the community is the fact that there's this whole ecosystem of packages that are available. So if you wanted to get started with open source R, you would go and download it, and then it would install base and recommended packages. And as you need more functionality, as you need to do something, you can download these additional packages. And that's really one of the things that's compelling and driving more people into the community. These packages really span the gamut for analytics. So some people are using R just for classical statistics. Other people are using it for Bayesian statistics or simulation, or time series forecasting, or data mining, or text analytics. There's just loads of different capabilities. So if you're going to learn one language of analytics, it certainly makes sense to, you know, invest in something where you can do everything as opposed to having to supplement that with lots of other solutions that are out there. Now, in the past, if you had wanted to make use of R, you had a couple of different options to go through. You could go and download an open source variety, or you could go and download an enhanced commercial distribution. So right now we've got two flavors within Microsoft: Microsoft R Open, which is our open source release, and Microsoft R Server, which had formerly been the Revolution R Enterprise product, and that's an enhanced distribution. So when we talk about an enhanced distribution, everything that's available within the open source release is included in it, but you'll also have some additional commercial packages. You'll also have deployment technologies. So if you're writing an application in R and you want to actually deploy it into a website, into a client server application, we have that integration layer that will allow you to do that. And besides that, there's also support that's going to be available for the software. Regardless of whatever flavor you used, our development priorities, first at Revolution Analytics and then post-acquisition at Microsoft, have always been to support more users in the community, to support more analytic techniques, and to support additional platforms. And that's really what you get with the Microsoft R Server product. And for the purposes of this webinar, we're really talking about it within the context of SQL Server. But it's important to know that with this enhanced release, the same sort of functionality, these algorithm packages that have been written to run in parallel, to run in a distributed context, these will also be supported in other platforms. So if you want to write code for Hadoop, if you want to write code for a different database outside of SQL, like Teradata, and then certainly some of the traditional platforms where R will be installed, so a Linux server, a Windows server, or even up in the cloud. And I think this is always important to note because, you know, if I'm writing an analytic application and I'm modeling against the, you know, data that's somewhere, you know, maybe in Hadoop for now, and then all of a sudden, you know, I've got data that's in SQL and I want to change and model over there, I don't want to have code that's going to be particular to a specific environment where every time there's a platform change, I'm going to have to rewrite all of my code. For me, it's compelling that I can write code and I can run it in lots of different places without a whole lot in the way of code changes. And that kind of brings us over to the SQL 2016 platform. So, you know, first off, why would we even want to run this within SQL 2016 or in SQL in general? When we're looking at running things in database, it's much simpler than the previous approach. So in the past, if I had wanted to get data out of SQL and interact with it, I would have to set up an ODBC connection. I would then suck that data out of the database and onto, often it was just, you know, my local machine. I would do my modeling there, and then I would push results back up into SQL. And this is really inefficient for a few different reasons. I mean, first off, you've got all of the I/O of that round trip of moving the data. Then we've got the problem of, okay, well, I'm actually moving the data, and I prefer to keep the data local to the database, not just from a security perspective, but also if that data is changing and I'm going and doing an extract, you know, even daily might not be frequent enough. And then on top of that, usually, like, if I'm sucking this over to my laptop isn't going to be as powerful as the SQL box. So I've got the performance hit of moving the data, then I've got the performance hit of running on a slower platform, and then I've got the performance hit of moving that back. So the idea here is if we can send the analytics over to the database, have the processing occur where the data is, we're always on the freshest version of the data. We're able to scale really well because the data analysis is going to be happening in database. And as you know, we've already discussed, everything's included with it. So there isn't anything additional to license. This is just a new feature that's going to be part of SQL 2016. So when we're talking about running this in database, there were a few different personas that we designed for. First and foremost was the DBA. And if the DBA isn't happy, I mean, this is just going to be kind of a non-starter from a feature set. You know, whether or not it's there, it's just not going to be acceptable in an organization. And the idea here is that we're going to give the DBA control as to how they're going to set things up. So if you're on a SQL database that is already highly utilized, you know, it's got good utilization on CPU, it's got good utilization on memory, there isn't a whole lot of extra capacity. This is something that we can restrict usage, where we're not going to give a lot of extra compute cycles to these analytic processes. If you are on a database that, you know, has extra capacity, well, you know, then they can open the floodgates and let people, you know, use whatever is available. The other thing that's kind of nice about this is, you know, with the ability to go through and schedule jobs, if you have a kind of a lumpy workload, you know, and maybe nights are open or maybe daytime is open if you're doing detail jobs at night, we can also kind of time the modeling jobs to correspond to when there's actual capacity. But, you know, first and foremost, we're starting with the DBA. They are going to have permissions where they can open up these modeling roles to different users. And then once the users have the permission, they can also change things around based upon you know, how many compute cycles they're actually going to be getting. And then on the modeling side, there's going to be a couple of different workflows. So the first workflow is the data scientist sort of persona. So this is going to be the person that, you know, is the R programmer. It could be the data scientist, it could be a statistician, whatever the title is. But they're going to be used to working with R first and foremost. So instead of writing SQL scripts, they're going to be in an R IDE the entire day. You know, they're going to be doing the modeling. These are the folks that historically would have opened up an ODBC connection and pulled the data out. So maybe limited SQL skills, maybe good SQL skills, but they'll be able to continue working from within an R session. We'll also have a persona around the SQL developer. And for these folks, you know, SQL is going to be certainly the primary tool set. Some of them might have some experience with R. Other cases, they might partner with a data scientist sort of person. The reason that we see this as sort of a separate persona is, well, for a couple of reasons. Certain things are way easier to do in R than they would be to do in SQL. With those 8,000 packages or so in the R universe, if you want to do some sort of analytic technique, if you want to prep some sort of data, if you want to do some sort of data visualization, odds are there's already a function that's available for that. So rather than having to write something custom within SQL, if you can just load up a particular package and call a single line of code, a single function, that's going to be a bit more efficient. And if we don't have, you know, the skills in-house on the SQL team, I mean, this is something where they can work with an R developer to figure out, you know, what's the right function to be able to test that and embed it within the SQL code. The other thing that's going to be relevant here, sort of the other workflow, is if I want to have something that's going to be repeatable as part of a, you know, like a production SQL script, I can also bundle these up into external stored procedures and then execute them as part of any sort of workflow. So even if it's an R programmer that's writing something on their own, they do have the ability to sort of bundle this up and then reuse that across other scripts. So we're going to see a couple of different workflows that are going to result from this. If we're looking at the data scientist, they'll probably be working with an IDE like RStudio or R Tools for Visual Studio, something which is going to be a standalone R product. And they will have the ability, because of the inclusion of Microsoft R Server in, to set what we call a compute context. They will be able to say that they want things to run in database within SQL. They'll be able to use all of the parallelized algorithms that are included within Microsoft R Server, and then those will be sent over to the database for execution. If we're looking at the data developer, those guys are still going to be working through SQL, and they will be putting in these external script code blocks, which will allow you to embed R code straight into your SQL code. And when you're processing that SQL, it'll hit the R code block. It will launch an external process that's running an R interpreter, and it will do all of the analysis in there. So we're still going to be working with and from SQL there. There's a couple of things that are significant about this workflow versus the other. The first is that because we're just embedding R straight into SQL, it can be any R. So from the data scientist standpoint, they would need to work with the traditional scale R algorithms in Microsoft R Server. Not the case when you're running in SQL. You can do anything from within the entire open source domain. The other thing that's significant is, I mentioned it's going to be launching as an external process. And what that means is, if you are using those open source algorithms, which are going to be running in memory, and you run into a limit where, you know, you don't have memory on the machine, you don't have permissions for, you know, to exceed a certain amount of memory, normally with open source R, that would crash R. And the last thing that we want to happen is it to crash the database. So this is running as an external process, and that's pretty much a requirement if you're going to run through any sort of open source R, because we want to make sure that the database process is never going to be jeopardized by anything that's going on the R side of things. But with either of these workflows, we will have full access over to R. So with that, hopefully that's an interesting intro to SQL. We do have this out for evaluation right now in the release candidate stage. But I'm going to pass this back over to Ross, and he's going to talk about some of the other features that are included within SQL 2016.
Thank you, Michael. So my name is Ross Laforte. I am a data scientist with the Microsoft Technology Center. And what I'm going to do is talk about some of the advanced capabilities that SQL Server 2016 has built in around advanced analytics. So Michael spoke about the R integration. So I'm going to talk about a few others. One is Polybase, is the capability to be able to have SQL Server reach out to unstructured, semi-structured data and pull it in along with structured data so you can merge the unstructured world and the structured world together. So this capability was built inside SQL Server. Okay. Basically what it does is we implemented a solution called Polybase. It's able to take T-SQL, so that's if it was just a regular SQL language, convert over to access a Hadoop and pull data from a Hadoop into SQL Server so that you could do a join and provide data back to the application as if it all came from SQL Server. So we could actually access Cloudera, Hortonworks, and HT Insight, and even the data lake, the Microsoft Azure data lake. So with that capability, what it's able to do is merge those two worlds together and provide you better insights to your data. So some of the use cases that this capability is able to provide you is able to load data into SQL Server for analysis. indirectly query SQL Server along with semi-structured data and put it all together to create a join. And additionally, it also allows you to be able to age out data. Let's say you have data in SQL Server that you want to move out to Hadoop. Maybe you want to find that to be your storage vehicle for aging your older data. Polybase is able to do all three of those capabilities inside of SQL Server. So which means is now you can actually do analytics with Hadoop and pull that data along with into SQL Server to then report off that data to you to the end users. What makes this capability very powerful is that it doesn't require anything more than knowing T-SQL. It's built, Polybase does a conversion from T-SQL to interact with the clusters. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the capabilities, how it works in SQL Server. So I'm going to do a quick demo of Polybase. So here I have a script. It's going against my SQL Server with Polybase installed. So with basically the script, I'm going to go to my VentureWorks database here. And in order for you to use Polybase, it has to be installed as a service in SQL Server. So you have to choose it from the list of installation of setup. Because it's a service that's running on Windows. So then what you do is you just have to basically configure it. And, you know, you want to verify it's up and running. And of course, you have to have encryption. And make sure we have everything encrypted in the process. And I'm going to actually pull some data from my semi-structured data that I have here in the Azure block storage. And of course, I do also need to define what the data looks like to the format of data for it to pull it. Once you do that, it allows me to query the unstructured data as if it was just another table in SQL Server. So I'm just going to go ahead and create my Polybase schema for that data, which said data is lives in this file in my blob storage, and it's a text file. If I do that, I just put in but basically what I'm doing is I'm putting a schema on top of my Polybase, on top of my Hadoop cluster through Polybase. So now that I put a schema, I could do a select to the external table, which external table lives outside of SQL Server, and it's able to pull that data into SQL Server. So I'm actually able to query it directly from SQL Server. Now, the other more interesting scenario is that I could do predicate pushdown to Polybase into the Hadoop cluster. So I could actually push the predicate down to that cluster so that SQL Server doesn't have to do that. Also because it's more efficient to push it down to the source. So where I could actually click here is actually bringing back just the sales amount, which is greater than the 1,000. So I'm pushing the predicate down to the cluster. The other thing I could do is I could actually take data from a Hadoop cluster and actually pull it into my database in SQL Server. So here I'm doing a select into from that external table into a table inside SQL Server. And then as an example, I could show you that I'm selecting that regular table that I just created from Hadoop. So I'm able to interact with data from Hadoop well within SQL Server and through SQL Server T-SQL. So the applications that you develop to use are built just using SQL. They don't have to know how to interact with that external source. Polybase makes it happen. Okay, so that's one capability that we built inside SQL Server 2016. the capabilities of being able to extract and manipulate external data. Another thing that we have enhanced on SQL Server 2016, and we have made enhancements, quite a bit of enhancements around analysis services. Many of you may know that there's two analysis services models in SQL Server. And we made enhancements to both models. These models are used to build data analytics solutions. And one model is tabular model, which is an in-memory analysis services model for very fast operations. It basically moves the data into memory and uses it in memory. Doing that, you get the capability of in-memory speeds to be able to manipulate it. Some of you may know about Power Pivot that's inside of Excel. It's kind of the same type of technology, but scaled at the organization level. In SQL Server 2016, we made some additional enhancements to give you more capabilities around analytics with tabular models of analysis services. In additionally, multidimensional models, which has been a model that we use for many years, a very mature analysis service model, has had some additional enhancements in 2016 to give you even more capabilities around analytics. So looking at tabular model in 2016, we added bidirectional relationship with many-to-many. That was a very highly requested feature. It wasn't part of SQL Server 2016. We needed to, but it was requested because it's a capability that a lot of business models require that. We also added more DEX language functionalities in SQL Server 2016, calculated tables with DEX, and overall better performance because now we could do parallel processing or partitions with tabular model. Multidimensional model, this was the original model of SQL Server Advanced Analytics that was delivered many years ago. It has a lot of capabilities. It has a very big ecosystem of partners developing for it, a lot of customers using it because it's been around, very mature environment. In SQL Server 2016, we also added Power BI and Power BI Desktop models, visualization exploring models with it. That was a capability that was shipped with SQL Server 2016 to give the capability to be able to now interact with it through Power BI and build reports with Power BI Desktop. This thing counts for role app optimization, for DB2 and Oracle has been implemented, and DrillTrue multi-select support with Excel 2016. Those are also some capabilities that were enhanced in this release of SQL Server. Okay. Now when you say you talk about Polybase, we talked about analysis services, but overall you want to be able to visualize and see the data so that you can make decisions. And we have one capability to do that. It's Power BI. Power BI is our Azure service running BI visualizations that customers could actually subscribe to and to transform their data into rich visuals and analytics. So you could spot trends and see what's happening in your business and make decisions. This solution is able to interact both with R, which Michael was talking about earlier, as well as interact with analysis services in either tabular or multidimensional to provide visual capabilities out of the box. So something you could do with Power BI is the capability to be able to integrate R inside your in Power BI using Power BI Desktop. And then you could create our visualizations out of the box and display them in Power BI.com And here's an example where pulling R code, some R capabilities there that you could execute from Power BI Desktop and display them and deploy them in PowerBI.com. Okay. So let's kind of go into that and show you that the capability. So in SQL Server with Power BI Desktop, now I could actually go to Power BI Desktop, click more here, and I have capabilities to execute an R script like I showed you in that slide to display data, R code data into PowerBI.com. So that capability is here. Now also, what we also could do is we could actually pull analytics data through ML services into PowerBI.com through Power BI Desktop as well. So those are capabilities where you can MS, consolidate data from many sources. So you could actually display it into your Power BI tenant and build compelling visuals for the end users. So PowerBI.com is actually a capability to be able to give you dashboarding capabilities so you could see your business in 360 degrees. It's able to pull data from all these analytics solutions, consolidate it together, so that you could see all your business in one dashboard. And you could drill through to underlying reports. For example, you're looking at your business, which through your dashboard, and basically the dashboard is something you create out of your reports that you upload to PowerBI.com, and it's designed to give you what's important to you based on your role, based on things you want to watch. You create your dashboard. The dashboard is supported by underlying reports. The reports support the dashboard, which means is when you click on the dashboard, it'll take you to the underlying reports. Okay? And so that gives you the capability to be able to now see the advanced analytics in real time and be able to see them from your Power BI dashboard. The other option is you could also see report services. You could also use report services to gather analytics, advanced analytics solutions, result sets, and actually pull it into report services. And with report services, you have paginated reports. You can also deliver mobile reports, and you can also deliver reports through the HTML5 web portal. So report services, for the most part, delivers on-prem type of reporting. Power BI delivers reports over the service, the Azure service. So both options are available. In addition to that, with SQL Server 2016, you could take a report that you create with report services and pin it to PowerBI.com. But with both solutions, either PowerBI.com or with report services, we deliver mobile reports for Windows Phone, iOS, for iPad and iPhone, for Android, and also for HTML5, so you can actually deliver reports in whatever web solution you use. So what you actually saw is the capabilities of pulling R, analytics services, Polybase, all into one visualization. Be able to pull the data, visualize it, and take action to your data. That's what the capability built inside SQL Server 2016 is able to do, is give you those capabilities out of the box. In addition, we are able to pull that data and visualize it on any platform, regardless if it's a web browser or a device. We're able to provide you the right data so you can make the right decision. Now, if you want to know more information on SQL Server 2016, there's the in this site here, there's Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, actually, who did a SQL Server 2016 launch keynote on March 16, and it's all about SQL Server 2016. In addition, there's 34 technical overview videos that talk about specifics on each one of these features. All these slides are going to be made available to you so you could download them. In addition to that, some call to actions. You could download SQL Server 2016 RC2. You could also download a free SQL Server 2016 ebook, which is available to download from that site. In addition, to learn more about R and our services, there's three links to get you more information.
Thank you, Michael and Ross, for that great discussion. We covered a lot of topics today, so if you need to get more information or like more information, please feel free to reach out to your account team or partner. If you would like to try SQL Server 2016, we encourage you to download a free trial that will enable you to install that today and start playing with these advanced analytics capabilities. Next week, we're going to talk about the cloud a bit more in depth, but if you'd like to sign up today for your free Azure trial, you can do so as well. We also have a SQL Server 2016 datasheet that has more information about our analytics as well as features not discussed today, but all the capabilities within SQL Server 2016 for you to download. And finally, if you'd like to review this presentation or see any of our previous sessions, you can go to our MTC Channel 9 studio at MTC Studio 9. Next week, we're going to be wrapping up our discussion on data and specifically looking at SQL Server 2016 and the hybrid cloud that it provides, the ability to take advantage of your on-premise data and extend that to the cloud natively and really take advantage of the great capabilities that the cloud has to offer. So with that, thank you for joining. We'll see you next time.